This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A man who's definitely a good husband and a man who's definitely a good Guardians observer, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Latta. He joins us from the Locked On Guardians podcast. It's every single day, and he had 10 days that he was hating things. But they got it going here over the last couple of days. And I want to know whether or not it's a front office problem or it's an ownership problem with the Guardians, or if that's a real problem whatsoever, or are we just pretty upset because they had a 10-game losing streak? Justin joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, my neighbors only ever heard me scream about the Guardians, not fights with my wife, so I can tell you that.
One day I will tell you guys, it has to be off air, of the crazy things my neighbor was saying, and we wanted to call the cops because we thought it was we thought it might be a DV situation, and it ended up he was playing video games. And we knocked on the door, and he's like, hello, can I help you? And I'm like, is everything okay over there? And he's like, yeah, I'm playing video games. And he was playing video games. It was weird. My roommate and I, we were thrown off by it. We used to just sit down and watch the Indians back in the day, and now we sit here and we get mad about the Guardians today. And Justin, let me ask you, do you think that it's a problem at all, or do you think that we have to divvy it up between the front office and the ownership, considering Guardians' problems?
I mean, when you go through a 10-game losing streak, I think everybody's at fault, right? Especially when you're coming off a team that went to the ALCS a year ago and you have these kind of struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. It's not an overnight problem. It's one of those things that bubbles up over the last couple of years, and it has to do a lot with draft cycles and player development cycles and not keeping the right guys and injuries. So, and you have a second year manager who everybody, you know, needs to realize that managing is one of those things too, where there's development is not linear.
Yeah. Justin, when things start going south, I understand the fans' reaction. We've talked about it endlessly, what the Guardians could have done this offseason. And it seems like every move they made was the wrong move, but which one to you were you speaking out about at the time while it was going on?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, they didn't add anything offensively. They only subtracted. I wanted to believe that Carlos Santana and Josh Naylor was going to be sort of a one-to-one production-wise. And, you know, Naylor was having a pretty solid year. Santana's, you know, had some ups and downs this year. He certainly is not the guy he was, you know, 10 years ago. He's still not the guy he was 6 years ago when he was an all-star here. I think that's the toughest one to look at is you didn't really compliment anything. Like, you were hoping that David Fry came back this year off Tommy John and was going to be the same player he was the first couple months when he was an all-star. So there was just no real fail-safe where if things didn't work out, you had no one to turn to, and you wanted to turn to maybe, you know, Juan Brito, who's been hurt, or Chase DeLauder, who isn't up yet, which I'm sure we definitely won't scream about at all. There was just no fail safe. And then those guys got hurt and there was no option and there was no depth to turn to when things got bad. And that's why you see, you know, Jonathan Rodriguez and Will Wilson, guys that really probably aren't major leaguers long-term for a team that believes they're contending for a playoff spot.
I mean, I just got caught in my feelings on Sunday, Justin, when I'm seeing that lineup and then I, you know, you find out about everything and then Chase DeLauder is not up here. I don't think they make decisions out of spite, but why are they waiting so long to bring guys up? Because we've heard a bunch of conspiracy theories. I'm like, well, Justin knows the minors as well as anybody here. So what is the reason for them not calling guys up yet?
They can't get out of their apartment lease in Columbus? I don't know. Like, I don't really have a great answer to that right now. Maybe that's the only thing for it, or maybe there's something other down there that, you know, they need to get excited about besides Diamond Dog Night. I don't know. The Chase the Water thing, like, the only thing I can really, really sink my teeth into is you don't want to sit him for a couple of days. You want to hamstring your roster. Like, if he needs to have that whole volume buildup thing, you can't have him and David Fry in the roster because David Fry can't play against righties and he can't play the field, so he's a very limited player. And if you want Chase the Water to get a day off every four games or every five games, you kind of have two players there that don't really fit. And then you also have Kyle Manzardo, who can only play first base. I know he's not with the team right now, but like, you have a very unclear roster construction right now where he doesn't quite fit. But, you know, Jonathan Rodriguez is up right now, and he barely plays. And when he does, it doesn't make any sense anyway. You want to try to make everything perfect, right? You don't want Chase the Water to face lefties. You don't want him to play 5 days in a row. You don't want him to face Hunter Brown or Tarik Skubal. But, like, you can try to control all those factors you want, but at some point, the guy's got to get used to the major leagues, and I think you should do that at some point. So I don't really have a good answer other than just it's an unperfect roster fit, and they're not willing to make a move that makes the roster even more unperfect.
How Justin Latta joining us from the Locked On Guardians podcast. Find him on Twitter at JL_baseball. How successful do you think Chase the Lauder will be when he finally gets up here?
I mean, every rookie struggles. I mean, I it's been a couple weeks since I looked this up, but the last time I checked, he faced like under 12 fastballs in the minors that were over 94 miles an hour. And, you know, in the major leagues now, if you're throwing 94, that's average. So he's going to face that. He's going to face sliders he's never faced before. He's going to face changeups he's never faced before. But you have to find out. Like, you have to see him struggle against these things. Outside of injuries, this guy has not really faced a ton of baseball adversity, like, on the field. Like, he succeeded at every level. And I really like the underlying data at AAA. He doesn't chase out of the zone. He makes a lot of contact in the zone. He hits the ball hard. Hits the ball in the air. You know, he does a lot of things really well that I think are going to set him up for success at the major league level. He's going to struggle. Like, major league pitching is really good. Triple A pitching is really not good. So he's going to have to make those adjustments. He's definitely going to go through that adjustment period. But wouldn't you want to make that adjustment like now? And even if this season is a lost cause, he can be prepared to overcome those things for 2026, and you can maybe get back on the right track. I mean, I think he's ready for it. I just, you know, he's going to have to go through that adjustment period at some point.
When it comes to Travis Bezzana, you know, Keith Law was the first one to write about him a while ago, and I'm like, man, it's early. He just got hurt with the oblique. But Mike Axisa, he just wrote from CBS Sports, like, if he was going to do a redraft, the Guardians would have taken that pitcher that the Reds just took, which I can't remember overall. You would know right off the top of your head. I'm drawing a brain fart here, Justin. Are people outside of the organization, outside of the fan base, being too hard on Travis Bezzana?
Yeah, absolutely. Chase Burns was the guy that went
Chase
to the
Reds. Chase Burns, damn it, thank you.
He had a great first start, and then he got one out in his second start against the Red Sox. Like, he's still development in progress, too, and he doesn't have a third pitch. People think he could be a reliever. I think he's a really good pitcher, but no, you can't do redraft starting a year later. It hasn't even been a full year. I mean, the draft is next week. You can't do a redraft a year later. I mean, yes, there are certain guys who are making their major league debut a lot sooner than they used to in the past, and obviously Bezzana's on the IL, and he hasn't. But, no, I mean, he was definitely going through some things at AAA. He was, you know, caught between some swing decisions. He was struggling against left-handers. But, you know, even amid those struggles, his numbers were still solid. Are they what you maybe thought they would be out of college? Maybe not, but he was still doing pretty well, and he would easily be in AAA, I think, right now if he was healthy and he's finally rehabbing. But, yeah, it's way too early on those things, and I still think the set of tools there and the work ethic and all those things that go into that, I still think he's the right pick a year later.
All right, Justin Latta with us right now on the hotline. We've got the trade deadline coming up at the end of the month, so everybody has pointed to Carlos Santana potentially getting traded. Not sure what the market is going to be. What could you see right now the Guardians doing at the deadline?
It's going to be tough because there's just not going to be that many sellers, right? Because of all these extra wild card spots in baseball now. everyone's kind of just sitting in the middle, and nobody knows what they're going to do until like the last 48 hours. So maybe things will heat up the last 48 hours, but I feel like last year the trade market was pretty bleak. I mean, getting Alex Cobb was like the most exciting thing besides Lane Thomas, and look how that worked out. He hasn't even pitched this year either. I think they probably do a soft sell at this point. You know, Santana, I think the Mariners will have interest. Paul Sewald could be a guy teams are interested in because he's a veteran in the postseason, and if he pitches well over the next couple of weeks, I think teams will be interested in him. I don't know if they'll find any suitors for Jake Junis. Maybe someone needs a depth arm. Outside of that, I don't know. I don't think there's a whole lot to sell. I know people want to jump on trading Class A or trading Kwan. The market, I don't think, is really going to be there for those guys at this time of season. And it doesn't make any sense for them. Do they feel like they're contenders next year? Maybe. I think the Class A thing, if you really want to explore that, is an off-season conversation, not a July conversation. Because look at the past. Like, you guys remember the Andrew Miller trade when Cleveland got Andrew Miller?
Of course.
Look what the Yankees got for him. Like, I was flaming mad at the time over trading Clint Frazier. I was wrong about that. The Yankees got nothing out of that trade. Like, you can trade those guys all you want right now, but the reality is trading a closer, as cheap as Class A is, your return is not going to be a player that helps you in 2026. So I just don't think that there's a market for that makes sense for them right now, unless somebody really overpays, which we just haven't seen over the last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Couple of years.
Final one from me. I'm not even going to ask you about Stephen Kwan because I don't think it's a conversation piece, right? I can move on?
No, okay. I don't think it makes sense right now either.
Absolutely. Okay. Tyler Naquin, 34 years old. He's back at Lake County now as a pitcher. He's throwing mid-90s. Did well at the Arizona Complex League. Will we see him at all with the Guardians at any time? I'm not even just talking about this year or in the bigs again.
Yeah, that's hard to say. Pitching's really hard, too. Hitting's hard. Pitching's just as hard. The guy hasn't done it since he was in, high school, and he's finally doing it. Facing teenagers in Arizona, facing 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds in high A is way different. So I don't know. I mean, the guy's 35. I hope he can do it.
You're going to go
love to see a guy back making that journey and who's almost as old as I am. But I think it's one of those stories that would be a great movie, but I don't know if it's going to be a good ending.
You're going to go watch him, aren't you?
Oh, I'll be there next week. Absolutely.
The folks, follow him on Twitter, on social media, @JL_baseball. He's the host of Locked On Guardians, Justin Latta. Justin, thank you very much for the time, bud.
Always enjoy talking to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Justin Latta on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Yeah, they called him up to Lake County yesterday, which I think he gave up, one hit and one run in eight innings, eight appearances in the Complex League, which I know you're playing against teenagers and things like that, but that's, I don't know, he's 34. I think it's kind of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.